Yeah. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Like I told the kids, when William was born, see, only children don't have this, and Jonathan, being 7 years younger than myself, didn't have his own not me ghost because, well, we were a three-generation house, and Grandma and Grandpa were always there, and everybody knew that it was always William and I. Anyway, when William was born, and we got to be, oh, I guess 2 and 3, that's when the not me ghost showed up. Mom would say, "Who pulled all the pots and pans out of the cupboard?" "Not me." "Who unrolled all the toilet paper?" "Not me." "Who dumped all the Legos out on the floor?" "I don't know." That's his twin brother. "I don't know." The not me ghost and the "I don't know" lacks accountability. And little kids don't somewhere they learned not to fess up, but they haven't learned accountability. And I'm not quite sure where we get it, but every kid has done it. Every adult has done it at some point. "I don't know." "Who left only a drip of coffee in the coffee pot?" "I don't know." "Who forgot to take the trash out last night?" "I don't know." "It's only 2 of us in the house. What do you mean you don't know?" "If it wasn't me, then it must have been you." Our scripture reading this morning is, like I told the kids, it's the same words we use when being invited to confess our sins. If we claim we don't have any sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from our iniquities, cleanse us from our unrighteousness, forgive our sins and cleanse us from everything we've done wrong. If we claim we have never sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. God does not have a not me ghost. Amen. God does not listen to the not me ghost because God already knows. God already understands. He already gets it. He already watched you do it, or not do it for that matter. That's right. If we claim we have never sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. It's like I told the kids, why did Jesus die on the cross? Why did he raise again? To save us from our sins. If we claim, well, we never sinned, not me, then why did he die? What was Easter for? What was Holy Week for? What was all of it about? John continues, "My little children, my family, my friends, newbies in the faith, if you have to understand, I'm writing these things to you so that you don't sin. But if you do, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He, Jesus, he is God's way of dealing with our sins, not only ours, but the sins of the whole world." This is how we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. It goes back to the last couple of weeks. You have to do the actions. You can't just give it lip service. Words are great, but actions speak louder than words. How many times have we heard it growing up? Oh, I know I have. Hello. My grandmother had a pillow. She'd point. She learned it from her mother. Remember, great-grandma would snap and point to get the chocolate macaroons out of the china cabinet? Grandma would point. The one who claims, I know him while not keeping his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in this person. Walking down the street, and somebody says, hey, do you know Jesus? Yeah, I know Jesus. And you see the homeless guy out on the corner, but you ignore him. Do you really know Jesus? See, that's the thing. We have to learn how to fess up, as it were. I don't know about you, but I know in my growing up, my life was so much easier when I just said, yeah, Mom, I was the one that did it. She was angry a lot less time than if we sat there and held on to the not me story. I don't know. I have a feeling that life with God is the same. I know this because of my experience. It is so much easier when not only do we listen to where God is sending you and go where we are being called to go, but also when you say, hey, God, I messed up. I held a grudge when I shouldn't have. I pointed a finger at blame and forgot there were three pointing back at myself. I made a comment about somebody that was not in the right frame of mind, was not in the right spirit. I ignored somebody who needed my help. I didn't take care of myself so that I could take care of others. I got mad at that guy in front of me on 127 because he came screaming up and cut in front of me and then slowed down to about 60 miles an hour. And I had some not nice, non-pastoral thoughts about that guy. We're not going to talk about the deer. Or the farmer that was out in his field at 10:30 at night scaring him up. To say we believe in God, to say that we follow a Christian life, to say that we are Christ's own, there's a level of accountability there. There's a level of having to say when you've done wrong. Look at the front of your bulletin. Oh, stop. You don't get to mess up. The other one's all grumpy. Look at the front of your bulletin. It's been this way since we started the series, 3 weeks. This is the message that we have heard from him and announced to you. God is light. And there is no darkness in him at all. If God is light and we are reflectors of that light, then in fact, maybe perhaps just as a for instance, maybe the shadowy spots are those places where we think we're out here on our own. Amen? Maybe those shadowy spots are where the sin hides. Those places that we really don't want our neighbor knowing we have those kinds of thoughts. We really don't want our congregation knowing we have those thoughts. Oh, I'm guilty. If we claim we don't have any sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from everything we've done wrong. Ooh, it's time for a spring cleaning, folks. Open up the windows, get out the Swiffer, dust out the cobwebs from those shadowy corners that nobody wants to look at all winter long, because that's where the spiders have taken up residence. Own up to it. Be accountable. The hardest words to say are, I'm sorry. There's a certain little girl in my life who cries every time I make her say it. How many of us have forgotten that lesson? How many of us have forgotten how to say, I'm sorry? How many of us know back here that we should say it, but somehow it doesn't come out the mouth? If we claim we never sinned, oh no, we're perfect. We never sinned, it wasn't us, we've never done anything wrong. One, you're lying to yourself. And two, as scripture says, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Jesus died for our sins. God in human flesh died for our sins and came back to show death that it didn't have the final word. If we are not sinners, then that was for nothing. And I don't believe that. If that was the case, why do we have a cross at the center of our sanctuary? Why is Jesus hanging on the wall? Why am I wearing a cross necklace? How many of you? We have to own up to it, folks. Because it's about leading by example. Being a Christian, living a Christian life, following where Jesus calls is about leading by example. It all boils down to, you do it here, are you doing it out there? Can you go out these doors and still lead by the example that you have learned from your childhood? Are we teaching Ivan and Miles and Caroline and Lucy and Christopher and every other kid, are we teaching them, adults, I'm talking to you, are we teaching them by example? Because how do they learn how to apologize? How do they learn to fess up if they don't watch us do it? How do they learn to say, I'm sorry, if the adults in their lives never do it? I remember last summer, over my birthday, Anna and the girls came down state, and we had a 4-day-long weekend and did all sorts of fun things. And my darling Lydia was having a moment. It was a 4-day moment, but she was having a moment. And it finally got down to, it was my right after my birthday. And we were doing my birthday dinner of sorts. And she said, but I don't want it. This is after 3 days of giving Anna a hard time. It was after 3 days of giving my mom a hard time. Auntie Christina had a weak moment. I hauled her upstairs, put her pajamas on her, and said, okay, fine, then you can go to bed, and I don't care. Not my proudest aunt moment, I will admit. And that poor child of mine from another mother, we are more alike than I like to admit, could not do anything but sit there and sob. And it finally got down to, honey, it's not about you. Mommy gets a vacation. Grandma Sandy's trying to have a nice time. You need to go apologize because this is not you. The hardest thing that child's ever done in her 6 years on this life is stand there in front of her mom and my mom and apologize. But the most beautiful thing I saw in that episode was when Lydia, with tears streaming down her face, her hair is a hot, curly mess because it was humid. Grandma Sandy, I'm sorry. And my mom melted. And she scooped Lydia up, and it was like watching my childhood from a third-person position, an out-of-body experience if there ever was one. She scooped Lydia up, and she patted her little head on her shoulder, and she wiped her eyes, and she said, Lydia, I love you, and it's okay. Now then, I know you don't want steak for dinner. How about a hot dog? It's that image. If there was ever an image of God's forgiveness on this earth, that was it for me. To watch my mom pick my niece up and say, it's okay, I love you. I forgive you. Do you want a hot dog instead of a steak? Scripture doesn't stop at if you have no sin, you deceive yourself. If you say you've never sinned, you make God a liar. It doesn't stop there. It stops with, but God, who is faithful and just, will forgive you all of your sins, will forgive us all of our sins. And it's that image. It's that image of the child going to the benevolent Creator and saying, I'm sorry, I screwed up. Where's Caroline? Caroline, come here. Come here, I need you real quick. Come here. It's that benevolent picture. Come on, Caroline. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Quick, 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 quick. I want you to take a minute, close your eyes. This is dangerous because I know it's nap time. Close your eyes. And in your hearts, I just silently for a minute, I want you to say, God, I'm sorry. And now I want you to feel those arms wrapping around you and saying, it's okay. You are forgiven. You are mine and I love you. And it will be okay. Go on, child of the light. Walk proud. Amen.